Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tackle spot. Like, what do you do there? And then based off of how they address the position, it could tell us a lot about how they really feel about Wandae Morris. So, okay, they end up drafting the guy that I wanted and others thought they were going to draft in the first round. Kingsley Suamataia. I just butchered his name again. I'll get it down one of these days. Suamataia?
I think that's it's. Right. I mean, yeah.
Suamataia.
Kingsley Suamataia.
I hope he's good so we can.
Suamataia.
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 Yes.
I hope we can just. He's good so we can just
Kingsley,
call him King.
Man.
Well, just King.
Yeah.
King.
Just like last year, I just go Felix.
I hope he turns out because we can just call him King. Either
King
way,
Felix, but now you have Kingsley. So.
Kingsley out of BYU.
Love that name, by
was
the way.
Someone we had talked about for weeks and potentially could have been their first round pick. They get him in round two. Are you confident now, though, that this is the battle? Is it going to be Wandae Morris against Kingsley? Is that what the Chiefs are going to do? Do they let this play out and then they still bring back Donovan Smith? Because once they didn't draft a tackle in the first round, I kind of thought, all right, they're basically telling us they're going to roll back the plan from last year. Wandae will be here. They'll bring back Donovan Smith and they'll compete. Well, they drafted the guy that a lot of people thought was going to be their first round pick anyway. He has some work to be done. Wandae Morris has the leg up on him right now. I think it'd be fair to say if that was the competition
in a year and
heading
four starts in the NFL.
Right. But do you think that's the plan? Like, are we going to be sitting 100%. Here in St. Joe?
It's one of the battles
in St. Joe. Is it just going to be these two or will Donovan Smith type be brought back in?
I could even see like a Donovan Smith type brought back. Kingsley even talked about playing them both right and left, which we know right settled with Juwan Taylor. But
I think I'm going to fit perfectly. Come in as a rookie and get ready to work. Wherever Coach Heck needs me at and Coach Andy needs me at, I can play both ways, right and left. So wherever they can fit me in and get ready to work, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get that job.
I love his attitude. People are really going to like this kid. They're going to like him a ton. The one thing about it, though, he referenced Mahomes as Patty several times. Like, have you earned the right to call him Patty yet? That's the one question, because he went Patty a couple times. It's probably Patrick until you've played in the league. He probably didn't care, but he went Patty twice, and I haven't heard many of the players reference him as Patty.
Not even Pat. But
yeah,
Patty, yeah.
Patrick, yes, but he went Patty twice.
We'll see in St. Joe by the time they get to camp if he's still calling him Patty.
It's easily Kingsley.
It is interesting.
Let's go Patrick here.
So after he was selected, when he was actually picked, it seemed like the consensus was he's raw, super high-end talent, maybe not ready right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like the quote-unquote experts, the national people, they should bring in a vet just to be in that room and just to provide maybe a third name in that conversation so you're not stuck with Wandae or Kingsley and you're like, you know what, we're hoping that it's going to work out. You don't want to be in that situation, obviously.
I wonder if you let minicamp play itself out, you know, you get him in the building more, see how things go. If you're concerned about what you're seeing from Morris and Kingsley, then maybe you could always go and bring Donovan Smith.
Smith's
he's waiting around
with the neck because he want to bring it back. But here's the one thing about one of these guys is going to start, Wandae or Kingsley. The good news is both of them can play right tackle. So if something happens to Juwan Taylor, you might be in a situation where you need both. But the good news is they can both play on either side because Kingsley's played both right tackle and left tackle. Same with Wandae Morris from back from Tennessee. But The good news is if one of these wins the camp battle, okay, you still get that backup right tackle if something happens to Juwan, and they get their Nick Allegretti replacement as well.
Look, I want them to let it just be a battle between the two young kids. I'm fine with that plan, actually. To me, you spent a fairly high pick on a guy that I thought they were going to take in the first round. But at the same time, I'm not 100% convinced sitting here today that that is actually what's going to happen still. I think it's easy to say right now at the end of April, soon to be May, you go through mini camps and you see how they're doing. And all of a sudden, if you don't like what you see, you know, Donovan Smith is on speed dial just in case. I think everybody would prefer that one of the young kids
like
wins
year.
The job. But I don't think it's like 100%. All right, this is clearly going to be the battle. I think there is still a chance. It's less likely today than it was this time last week, but there's still a decent chance that they might still bring in a veteran to have around the building to compete, or at least, like Drew was saying, even just have there to help out the progression of some of these young kids.
Rookie minicamp will say a lot. It's kind of like last year. Remember the plan all along in the beginning was Juwan Taylor to left side? They get to the camp, like OTAs, like, nah, we're good. We'll go back to the right side. That's when they call in Donovan Smith. So, yeah, could something like that happen? 100%. It depends on the comfortability of Andy Heck and Andy Reid. Like, you know, Andy Reid cut his teeth being an offensive line guy. So, you got two of them there in the room.
Did you think, though, was the analysis off, or was that just, hey, was it just a steal for the Chiefs? Like, were we looking at Kingsley as a plug-in right away guy incorrectly, or is he more of a developmental guy? Because that's my question is, you know, we can talk about value. As I said, they got great value across the board. Was it great value because they got drafted in Kansas City, or is that's what his actual value was, and that maybe we heading into the draft had talked about a guy that was never going to be a first round pick?
He's kind of there, that second tier of tackles, so wherever you consider him. But yeah, it's a guy that's going to take some work, and obviously they have the coaching staff to get him that point. He's going to be a starter in this league. There's no question about that. And they won a Super Bowl with zero first round picks on the offensive line last year, so he'll fit right in here. But yeah, more of a developmental guy. But that second round of kind of the second tier of tackles that they got, I thought first round was way too high for him anyway, and I thought that would have been a stretch. I felt even what Brett Veach basically said, we've been saying, you know, on the podcast for all the time, that hey, if you draft early, the tackle market was good. The tackle market was good, but when you start getting a 32, it starts thinning out, and you end up with the right tackles. Like Tyler Guyton was sitting there, and the Cowboys maybe going to try to move him to the left, but he has over 1,000 snaps at right tackle, 1,100 right tackle, and like 70 at left. And then Jordan Morgan is going to be moving the guard, and he's got short arms, but when you get that 32, I mean, he was a pure left tackle. Patrick Paul's the other one I really like. Patrick Paul from Houston, or Kingsley as far as guys that did play left tackle. But that is a huge difference playing for BYU and then jumping into the AFC West.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.